Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Luke Raspberry here at Warren Central, here at Warrior Arena, where we have a huge basketball game on our hands. Number one, Ben Davis, is playing number five, Warren Central. I'm joined, as always, with our pregame here in the Bragg session with Coach Bragg. How are you doing today, sir?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, something to definitely brag about. Ben Davis being ranked number one for the first time since 2002. What are they going to have to do today to continue this winning season tonight against Warren Central?
Well, ultimately, we're going to have to score more points than we let Warren Central score, but that's going to be harder than just what it sounds like right now, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It's definitely a tall task tonight.
Yeah, Warren's really good, so we're going to have to take care of the ball. We've watched a lot of film on them, and they take other teams out of their offensive sets really, really well with their defensive pressure. Their guards are going to be up into our guards and try to make everything really difficult for us on offense. And we're going to have composure and take care of the ball and not turn the ball over so they get easy transition points.
Yes, of course. You talked about that major defense they play. What kind of an adjustment is you going to have to make to run against that pressuring defense?
Well, we've worked a lot on our press offense all week. We've worked on spreading the floor and really taking care of the ball. We did something in practice every day this week called boss drill, which is just where I get to kind of beat on the kids with a pad while they've got the ball. It sounds bad, but it's good for them. I beat on them a little, and I'm a little rough with them with a pad, and they've got to take care of the ball and not lose the ball. That's what tonight's game's going to be like. They're going to get fouled, and they think that it should be called, and it's not going to be called because this is a Mick basketball game, and we're like you said, we're at Warrior Arena, so we can't expect the officials to help us. We got to go take care of business tonight the Ben Davis Giant way.
Of course. We all heard that Coach Bragg's favorite part of his job there was beating on children, so we're gonna move forward on that. What are going to be some key matchups tonight for the Giants against these Warriors?
Our focus has been offensively trying to get Aaron Henry the ball in a scoring position. So that's kind of on our guards to take care of the ball and not give it up under pressure. And then if we have to, we'll have Aaron help the guards out and bring the ball up some. But defensively, man, we're going to have our hands full guarding gaps. These guys drive. They're really athletic. They've got a couple kids that can really shoot it too, which makes them even that much harder to guard because when they drive, they're looking to pitch to their shooters. Bell's a really good shooter. Also maybe one of the best wide receivers in the country. But he's on the basketball court tonight, and he's a really good shooter. He can fill it from deep. And Tate's a good guard, and then they've got some big kids. I mean, every single one of the kids you'll see out there in a Warren Central jersey is athletic. We'll have to be boxed out, and we can't let them just drive to the rim.
Of course, we've had a great turnout here tonight as the Warrior Arena is full tonight. Purple Rain has traveled well. Warren Central definitely here. Do you think the crowd is going to play a big impact in the game tonight?
Well, no, I don't. But that's a great question. I hope the crowd has a great time. But our kids, hopefully, are so focused on the game that whatever the Silent Night... I mean, the Silent Night thing's really cool. Have you seen Taylor University do it?
I have.
Where it started. But whatever that... That's going to be a cool atmosphere for the fans. But my hope is that our kids are so focused on the game that that doesn't affect them.
That definitely is a cool thing there. For those of you who don't know, Warren Central tonight will be doing a Silent Night, which their crowd is supposedly not going to make a single sound until Warren Central scores their 10th point, where they will go crazy. And that really is a sight to see, as Coach Bragg just talked about Taylor initiating that, and now it's falling down to the high school level.
I hope we challenge that. I hope we make it hard on them. I hope Aaron gets one of those really flashy, big-time dunks where they all go, oh! And then they remember it's supposed to be Silent Night.
Oh, that would be quite an impact there. Coach Bragg, before we let you go, do you have any last-second thoughts before the game?
No. Let's hit some free throws, take care of the ball, and score at least one more point than the Warriors do tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Coach Bragg. We've been having a Bragg session here with Coach Bragg. Thank you very much for your input.
You guys have a good one.
Thank you, sir.